North Dakota's Industrial Commission has made some tweaks to its natural gas capture policy while keeping the benchmarks in place for gas capture. The current policy requires companies to capture 88% of the gas produced. That rises to 91% by this November 1st. This amends the definition of stranded gas and clarifies how the percentage of gas captured is calculated where variances are applied. It also expands when requests for variance would require public notice and a hearing. State Mineral Resources Director Lynn Helms told the commission that, in drafting these changes, other states' regulations were considered.
We came to what we think is this grand compromise, which is recognizing that no system runs 100% of the time, but we're tightening it enough to continue to push industry to invest, but not so much that we stop drilling and production and completions.
Helms says unlike other states, natural gas is a byproduct of oil drilling. He said the so-called midstream companies, those who gather and process the gas, will have to invest about $1.3 billion per year over the next 18 years to capture the gas predicted to be produced.
We do not want to chase drilling and completion investment out of the state of North Dakota to Texas or Wyoming or some other state. But at the same time, we can't allow our natural gas to just be flared at the kind of rates that we saw even as recent as 2018 at 20% flaring.
Helms said he believes the flaring guidelines should be revisited every few years. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.